Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog podcast. It's a show that happens twice a week where two old guys and one slightly younger but still rather old guy.
He's not 30 yet.
Yeah, he's not 30 yet. So he's almost. He's
almost. On the cusp. Just right there.
Talk about old games. So today, Original Flavor Wednesday, we're playing through IGN's top 100 Super Nintendo games.
Right. What do we land on today?
We have arrived at number 9, Star Fox.
Lucky number 9.
Lucky number 9. Number 9. I have show notes. And to help us talk about this, been a while since he's been on, because he had to, you know, he wanted to go over to Afghanistan. Now he's back. Mm-hmm. Saint Zach English.
What's going on, Internet?
Fox expert.
Fox expert. Saint Zach. Yes. It has been a while.
Mm-hmm. It's been a really long time.
Fatal Fury 2,
yep.
Over a year. Jesus.
But first, before we delve into Star Fox.
Yeah.
Sorta, probably. That'll be the goal.
We'll be doing that.
Whether we do it or not. That's our intention.
A podcast will happen. I think that's our goal.
I'm your bearded host, Tyler. And when I was middle school, high school, the place where we would generally have like group gatherings was at Brandy Gatsby's house. Brandy Gatsby had a pretty badass, completely finished basement, like hardwood floors, like a whole media center, video game consoles. She had the big like L-shaped couch. She had Papasan chairs, which I thought were amazing back then.
Yeah.
Loved Papasan chairs.
Back then.
Well, I had one now. I'm too old to get in and out of a Papasan chair usually. Papasan chairs are a middle schooler's game at best.
Well, you just wear the top like a turtle shell. And then when you're ready to take a rest, you just lay down.
But I remember we would always go over there for like birthdays or parties. Like it was her house where I went, where I bought that corduroy jacket that made break out in hives. Because her parents loved her enough to buy her bagel bites. So we would always have like New Year's was always a thing over at her house. And I believe it was my freshman year in high school. Brainy, Pretty Gatsby, and Good Time Gatsby all had boyfriends. Jerk It Jeff had a girlfriend. I was single.
Jerk It Jeff was over there?
Yes, Jerk It Jeff was over there.
Okay.
With a different girl.
Okay.
I didn't get my long-term girlfriend until like the next year. So I'm single man out on New Year's at Brandy Gatsby's house. And they invite, not to fix us up by any means. They just had a friend they invited over.
His name was Paul.
She was not attractive. We did not get along.
Her name was Paul.
We had several classes together. Like, and her and I were just like, no, we did not get along at all. So New Year's happens. We, you know, eat and we don't drink. We just eat a lot of pizza rolls and watch some movies. She had a pool table down there. We played pool. We played GoldenEye.
Fuck yeah, GoldenEye.
Then we played darts. I mean, we always had a pretty good time. We went over there. So it comes time for like ball to drop. Mm-hmm. We're watching like Dick Clark. Ball drops. Everybody goes into one. Everybody's paired off. So it's me and girl named after an alcoholic beverage I do not get along with. It's a very popular
Scotch?
Name. Super popular name in Western Kentucky at the time. So we're down there, and of course, ball drops, hits zero. Everyone around us starts making out. It's not like, oh, New Year's kiss.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, New Year's.
This is like, this is middle school or high schoolers, New Year's Eve. It lasts like 15, 20 minutes of just like everyone around us like hardcore making out.
So they're actually trying to touch their tonsils with the tip of their tongue.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So like, we're not in the Papasan chair, thank God. But We're on like a love seat by ourselves.
Uh-huh.
So it's just better than like if we were sandwiched in with like another couple. But we're sitting there.
They're on either side of you, like reaching over to kiss. You're awkwardly in the middle.
So we're like, there's nothing on like TV at that point besides like people kissing, and then cuts to other cities of people kissing. And she and I are just like sitting there, like trying not to look at each other. We don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah.
Just people around us just like making out and groping in the dark. So I think eventually like I glanced over at her and like I kissed my first two fingers and held it up to her. And she kissed her first two fingers and held it up to mine. And that was like my New Year.
What do you call that kiss? Oh, wow. Is there a term for that?
Like, it was the begrudgingly something to do kiss.
I thought it was going to be a legitimate kiss. Like,
no way.
No, that's no legitimate. Way.
That is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Zach, you heard them. They kiss their fingers and then they touch. That's a kiss.
Yeah,
that's like a kiss. That's a finger kiss.
That's a finger kiss.
That's a double finger kiss. If you had kissed three, that's a...
Then we boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. That's an advanced technique.
See, that was probably my most awkward New Year's.
That's pretty good. I feel like that's pretty good. If that was your most awkward,
my most awkward. I've always
you technically kissed.
Technically kissed this girl.
Are you Facebook friends with her today?
I'm not.
Is she a listener of the show?
No, she's not. I think I saw her like we were Facebook friends for a while. I think she unfriended me. Probably, you know, some kind of people do those periodic Facebook purges. Mm-hmm. We never spoke. We weren't friends.
I wish when she unfriended you, you should have sent a message.
What the fuck? We kissed fingers.
We did a double finger kiss. What the fuck?
I saw her a few years ago at barbecue on the river.
Yeah.
Like we made brief eye contact and then looked away so we wouldn't have to acknowledge each other and walked in opposite directions.
Have we talked about barbecue on the river on the show before?
Yes.
Okay,
maybe
good.
It's been mentioned. I don't think we've talked about it in depth.
It is. It's a festival that happens on the river. It's not like...
We throw all our barbecue right into the river.
Whoever swims to it first gets to eat it all.
Ohio River brine that gets the barbecue.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they let people fish in there anymore.
It's like the Boston Tea Party. You just...
Yeah, with barbecue.
Yeah.
We aren't being represented. So, yeah, we just throw our barbecue in the river. What's up, Internet? I'm Dave, and man, I had so many more sad New Year's than Tyler, if that's like your saddest, because like I probably up until high school, like every New Year's was with my parents. Like they'd have like some kind of work party or something that I would go to, and I would be like maybe the only kid, or it's like in that range where it's like I'm definitely the only kid in my age range. Like it's me, 12 years old, and like a whole bunch of 5 and 6 year olds.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, fuckers, let's play Double Dragon. I just beat all their asses in Double Dragon. I actually remember one New Year's.
let's play Double Dragon. And I punch them all in the face.
That's how you play.
I lure them to an elevator and then kick them in a hole.
Also, I'm going to go ahead and mention that I've got a sore throat today. So like already when I said that's how we play, that like really hurt. So it may seem like I'm bringing it at a 6, but really I'm at an 8. It's just my voice has only let me do a 6 right now.
We can do backcast and just all talk like this.
I don't think I can handle that.
We can talk.
So yeah, that was actually a New Year's of mine where I just played Double Dragon against 5 and 6 year olds. And then I remember one of them actually went and told my dad that I was being mean. because they couldn't win, because this is the first time I'd encountered Double Dragon versus mode, and I wasn't gonna just let a kid win.
No,
you can't do that. It also, your story reminded me of the first time, my first kiss, my first very awkward kiss.
With one of these 5 and 6 years.
Well, it was high stakes Double Dragon. It was high stakes. It's like, look, if you lose, you have to kiss me.
I think your dad made you come back and kiss every 5 and 6 year old that you meet. You apologize that we kissed us, David.
It's our secret. That's what I told them before we played. I was like, this is our secret. Don't tell your parents that you lost the I remember, this is really weird because I don't like to think about this very much because it's a really awkward story. On like all kinds of different points, I remember my dad had a work friend who lived in another state, and I think it was like Illinois or something like that. See, I don't even remember where it was. And I remember we went over to his house like one time, and this is like the only time I met this man and his family. He fixed tamales, which were excellent.
Mm.
that was the highlight. The highlight of the whole trip was the tamales. And then he had this work friend had a son who was my age. And so we were hanging out. I think we were playing a flying shooter on the PC. I think it was like Raptor or something like that. Because I remember being disappointed when I was like, oh, Raptor. And we started playing it. And I was like, this game is about airplanes. So he said, we finally got bored playing video games. And he was like, hey, man.
You
want to
kiss?
Yeah, no. He's like, pretty much. He's like, hey, man, you want to kiss some girls? And I was like, I never kissed a girl at this point. And I was like, I want to kiss some girls. He's like, all right, I know where we can find some girls to kiss. I'm like, okay. So he takes me to, we walk for like a while.
We go to the
to the red light district.
we come to the shanty town.
Pretty much. We walk to a playground and there are two girls there. And I remember even thinking, like, I was so freaked out because I was like, did like he call them or something? Like, how is like the playground is completely deserted. It's just like these two girls. I remember it clearly because it was like it had to have been like middle November. It was right before Thanksgiving. And it was that kind of like cold, but not like super cold. And I remember showing up there and him being like, all right, here we are. We're here to kiss. And I'm like, oh, okay. I guess this is how it works. I guess you show up to a playground and you just start kissing. So I remember we sat down. I was so nervous. We sat down in like a four square area. Like one of us was each in a square. And I was like, all right, I guess this is how, like, I just totally, he was leading this kissing adventure. And I remember we were like, well, I guess we need some music to set the mood. So one of the girls had a shitty boombox. And I will never forget, it was Pony.
That's good. Really good.
By what, Genuine?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that started playing, and I was terrified at this point. I wish that I could just go back to this boy's house and eat tamales and play a Raptor video game. That would have been great. That was my first kiss. I kissed the girl there. And
the one you wanted to kiss?
Oh, God, no.
Did you get to pick?
Oh, okay. God, no. He was, I said already he was leading this kissing adventure, right? Like, he got the one that both of us wanted to kiss. I got the other one. And it was okay. I mean, it was all right.
Did you know her name?
No. No, absolutely not.
Your first kiss was the equivalent of like a Craigslist hookup.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. I don't even know this kid's name. The guy I was with, I don't even know his name. So that's my story.
That's good. I like that.
That's my story.
Whenever you said she pulled out a boom box, my mind immediately went to like boom, was it boom blocks? That like, it was like the little like, it looked like a very, very small CD case. They gave them away on like...
Yeah. I don't remember these.
They gave them away on like Nick Arcade and shit like that. All the tournaments. It's like you plug this single thing into the boom of the player.
Yeah.
It would play that one single song and people were wearing them around their necks and like...
Really?
Bracelets and stuff like that.
No, I missed this.
Each one was a single track.
Only thing I remember from like boomboxes and Nickelodeon game shows was that fucking JVC boombox.
JVC kaboombox. Yeah,
they gave away like everything. They just remade those, by the way, in case anyone wants to purchase a JVC.
Be our Amazon affiliate link.
Man, we're going to have so many nickels. So many nickels. What's up, Zach?
Nothing, Saint guys. Saint Zach.
Yeah. We're not even using the microphones you bought us.
I know. It's disheartening. But at the same time, hey, eventually.
Yeah,
eventually. As soon as we get stuff to mount them on, we'll use them.
We will use them.
Hell yeah. And this sound quality will go up above awesome.
It will. What is above awesome? Like awesome plus?
Tubular?
Tubular. Good night. That's immediately where my mind went. That's good.
Well, since everybody's telling a kissing story, I guess I'll tell the story of my first kiss.
Was it on a playground with a stranger?
No.
I dressed as a girl and went and sat in this four square pub.
That was my second kiss.
Well, it's kind of like a little two-part thing. So I'm in high school, I've got a job, I've got a car, so that makes me like middle of the pack because I look like this. And
for everyone listening, Zach is just So beautiful. So beautiful.
Thank you, Dave.
I do. I think you're a good looking guy.
Awesome.
Yeah. I think you should give yourself more credit.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. So I take this girl out. Her uncle owns like a furniture store in Hopkinsville. So if anybody knows that, don't tell her I told this story. And
just go from furniture store to furniture store next time you're in Hopkinsville.
Do you know this girl? So I take her out. We go and eat at the restaurant where I'm working at because I get a discount.
Where was that?
You had a car and took her out and everything? Like, yes. This was okay.
Yeah.
Like, so this is a real deal date.
Yeah. So you're like, your mom didn't drive. Okay.
No. I went to Bart's Bar and Grill, which is no longer in operation. And all my coworkers are like, oh, shit. And like, they're coming out of the kitchen and, you know, making Google eyes and giving me like making faces at me from the balcony and like having their little shots. And I can't drink at this point.
Is that worth the $2 you saved for your employee discount?
No, it really wasn't. It really wasn't.
This is like you're painting a really disturbing scene where like a bunch of people who are old enough to drink are like just watching your date. Like,
yeah.
Like just hiding around columns and shit and just like peering down in shots. And being like, man, I hope he fucks her.
It's kind of how it felt. So then, you know, we finish up with dinner. I take her home and I'm walking her up to the door and I'm like, this is going to happen. Like, I've never kissed a girl before. Like, I get to kiss her and I'm being extremely awkward because I really want this to happen, but I'm not sure if it's going to. And as soon as we hit the top step of the porch, her brother walks out the door and starts talking to us.
It starts whooping my ass.
So, 5-year-old kid, glasses, just da 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 da. Where'd you guys go? What'd you do?
Little brother.
Yes. Okay. Like, and then after
all,
like,
you have to do is beat him at Double Dragon, and then you get two kisses,
and I get two.
Right.
Awesome.
One
that,
from him,
yeah,
one
that
from
didn't
her.
Happen. So, like, her mom eventually, like, opens the door and is like, get the fuck in here, and, like, drags his ass back inside, and we're standing there, and I'm like, after that, I am defeated. Like, my ego is deflated. Like, I no longer have the duh, and I'm like, see you later, and I'll wave, and I'm just
you
running
wave?
Back. Yeah,
you literally
I was
wave
like,
at her.
Hey, and, you know, just a little quick, like, bye, and
yeah,
ran back to the car, and I gave her a ride home from school, like, a week later, and I'm like, I'm sorry I was so awkward at that, but, like, I've never kissed a girl before. And she was like, oh, really? And just leans in and gives me the sweetest little kiss. And then, all right, bye. And I never talked to her again until I found her on Facebook.
Got what
like
you wanted.
6 years
Fine.
Later.
Fine.
Use them or lose them.
Tag them, bag them, you're done.
Well, I mean, I felt bad, but she went to a different high school and, you know, crosstown rivals, Christian County, Hopkinsville, for those of you around here who know that.
I got a really important question for you. Mm. You went out of your way to say that 5-year-old kid had glasses.
Yes.
And that kind of hurt a little bit. I just want to go ahead and mention that.
I was being very descriptive for the people who can't, like, see the
what
images in my head.
What does 5-year-old look like?
This really annoying little 5-year-old with a beard came
he had
out.
A bowl cut. He had a bowl cut, too. I mean, but you had
you could have
beautiful,
picked anything.
Flowing hair.
You could have picked anything. Pick the glasses.
Had you
to
guys
describe the annoying kid. That's fine. I get it.
I'm sorry, Dave.
Had you guys ever heard any, like, I guess, sort of myths about when a girl was aroused or how to tell a girl was aroused when you were, like, in middle school, high school?
Yeah,
or
perky
like,
nipples.
Perky nipples. I'd heard, like, girls always get horny no matter what when you feed them green M&Ms.
What?
No, I never heard that one.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, because, like, apparently green means horny.
Yes.
And if girls eat green M&Ms, they get super horny.
I'm taking notes right now.
Yeah. And I'm just reminded, talking about Brady Gadsby's basement and her pool table made me remember one time she was playing pool with Jerk It Jeff. And Jerk It Jeff, like, came up behind her. Like, they didn't, like, talk about it. They weren't, like, seeing each other or really have crushes on each other or anything. And, like, he was, like, groping her while playing pool, and she, like, didn't really know what to do, but she was fine. And he told me about it, like, the next day, and he's like, man, I really had her hot. I was like, yeah, how do you know that? They were rock hard. Like, what was like her boobs, they were just rock hard. Like, the whole boob was just like rock hard. He's like, yeah, that's how you know, that's how you can tell. Like, they just get really hard, like boners, like we get boners, their boobs just get really hard.
Who lied to this kid?
Like, that sounds like every bus trip I'd take in elementary school where they're like, I'm gonna have a little brother, Oh, yeah? Yeah, my dad peed on the bed. My mom rolled around in it. It's like, all right, I guess that's where babies come from.
Years later, I asked her about it, and she got really mad. It's like, they were not rock hard. They were not like bricks. That's ridiculous. I was just very young, and it was probably the padding in my bra, but they were not rock hard. So Star Fox?
Star Fox.
Star Fox.
Dave, do you hear that?
Yes. Zach's taking a big old drag off his Star Wars looking cigarette machine.
There we go.
And then we had wind.
It's high schoolers awkwardly kissing.
Oh, that's the kissing train.
It's kissing train.
What is that? Wait. No, stop. No. 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 That's a different train.
I had to watch that, Dave.
That's a different train. Well,
not only did you have to watch Jerk Off Jeff, you had to watch that too. Mm-hmm. Blowjob Bob.
Blowjob Bob. Scoot You're up. Blowjob Bob's.
How am I? That, okay, sure. I'll go with that.
Scoot up so we can all hear you.
Oh.
There you go.
How about here?
I mean, if we were using the mics that you bought, you could probably be anywhere in the room. We could hear you, but but we're not. So I do hear that train. I do hear that train. Not only does it usher kisses into the world, all kinds of prepubescent kisses. It also brings us Star Fox. I don't know how those two things paired up, but they did.
Mm-hmm. Nothing makes me want to kiss people more than Star Fox.
Mm-hmm. And it announces the Dave Reads Some Wikipedia train. Yeah. Okay, guys, Star Fox, it is a video game. As it's known in Japan, Sutei Fakusu, released as Starwing in Europe, apparently to avoid confusion with an association called Starvox in Germany, is the first game in the Star Fox series of video games. It was released in Japan February 21st, 1993, and March 23rd, 1993 in North America. It was the second three-dimensional Nintendo-developed game behind 1992's X, which was also developed by the Nintendo EAD. But Nintendo's first game to use 3D polygon graphics. I'm sure we all remember those 3D polygon graphics from Star Fox.
Oh, yes.
And Stunt Race FX.
Oh, boy. Mm. It accomplished this by being the first ever game to use the Super FX graphics acceleration. That's a silly word. Acceleration is probably how you say that.
All your acceleration.
Acceleration.
It sounds scientific.
Acceleration. Let's see. That was called the GSU-1, which I'm sure everyone cares about. let's get to this part. Blah, blah, blah. Star Fox featured anthropomorphic character designs by Nintendo artist Takaya Imamura. The music was composed by Hajime Hirasawa, and obstacle course style gameplay. Apparently, that's the thing that it featured, obstacle course style gameplay.
Okay, I see it.
I just thought it was kind of shooting things.
Yeah.
I don't think this qualifies as a Nicole Coin shoot shit game.
Shoot shit games. So were you guys into this when you were younger? Did you play this before?
I remember the first time I saw this game. When did this come out? 93.
Weren't you listening to the Dave Reads from Wikipedia train?
Yeah, but
I believe it was March 23rd.
I came out. I spaced out, all right? Made a joke and didn't even realize it.
You're like Master Splinter in that regard.
Sweet. I made it funny. So I'm walking through Walmart and with mom, and I see on the Super Nintendo, I'm like, oh, that looks amazing. I got to check that out.
Super Nintendo in Walmart?
Yes, mm-hmm. Because they had the little PlayStations back in the day.
Well, PlayStations were later. They were after the Super Nintendo. Well,
they had gaming kiosks.
There you go, Tyler. Thank you, dick.
Hey, I'm just saying, PlayStation's a thing. You might not know, but it's a thing.
Never owned one. And I'm like, you're shopping. Can I go play that? And I didn't even make it past the first level, like, at all.
It's hard. Yeah. A friend of mine had this when I was a kid, and I remember going to his place to play it. And this was one of those games where it was just like, man, if we got past the second stage, it was a big fucking deal. Because like even getting past the first stage when I was a kid that was an accomplishment in its own right. Did you ever play this, Tyler?
Very small amounts. Like, I knew it existed. I had played like maybe the first few levels with a cousin that had it, but like my first big foray into Star Fox was Star Fox 64, because there are pretty much only two like N64 games I really got into, that being one of the two. And Dave does very much not like Stella Artois.
No, I don't. Do you want to drink this?
Yeah, I'll finish it off.
That is also, Maester Wiley Ammons also loathes that.
Oh, beer. That was, I never had one before.
What, it's delicious.
No, 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 no. That has like a skunk taste to it. I'm also sick, so I don't know if you want to like drink that. I mean, I'll choke it down.
I have a very heavy immune system. Like I could do it.
What Wiley told me was that used to be the PBR back in the day.
Stella was.
Well, but I drink PBR now, so.
It wasn't doing very well, so then they decided to take just the opposite approach with its marketing and marketed it as super high-end, like very, very fancy beer, jacked the price up, and it started just clearing the shelves.
Yeah.
So. Wow. Yeah. Lies to the consumers, mm-hmm. just like 90% of the shit that flies off the shelf these
days. But Tyler, they have over 600 years of brewing expertise. It says right here on the bottle.
It's six super old guys.
This is also...
It makes decent ice cream. I can say that about it.
It makes ice cream? You can make ice cream out of this?
Yep.
Like, can I give this to you right now?
I just like mash my hands together enough. No, at the restaurant I worked at in Louisville, the pastry chef would pair a lot of things with Stella ice cream.
Awesome.
Wow, that's okay. Back to my question. This is the first game that... I knew of that had inverted controls. Like, had you guys?
I think that was my rub because I hate inverted controls. Hate it in any game. I have to if I have the option to flip it. Uh-huh. I have to. I can't do it.
So you guys are definitely standard.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I mean, like in like flying sims and stuff like that, I was always used to pulling the yoke down to go up and stuff like that. So. It would be weird like a platformer. Like I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd be able to wrap my head around that and retrain myself. But like when I'm in a spaceship or something, it's no big deal.
See, and I'm exactly the opposite. If any time I'm playing a video game, it is inverted. If it's camber controls, if it's in a first-person shooter, I'm down is up, up is down. I don't know why. I think it's just the way your brain works.
I don't know. I mean, I guess so. I'm able to switch it back and forth, but like it's weird because like I can't do like if I were playing a first person shooter on sticks, like I wouldn't be able to invert it and like be okay.
And also, I'm pretty fucked up. So,
well, yeah. I mean, that goes without saying. But yeah.
Well, I can see it. I mean, being at the added realism, cause that's how it is when you're in a plane. So. That's fine. I can see it. I just can't deal with it.
I thought it was weird that this game
had... I'm a horrible pilot.
I thought it was weird that this game had four controller layouts because it's like, I don't feel like it really needed it because it's just kind of like, there's not a whole lot that you can do. I mean, you steer the ship with your D-pad and then you can decelerate with one button, accelerate with another, and then fire a Nova bomb. Fire a Nova bomb with the other one. And then the other button is just to shoot.
See, and I thought that was kind of ingenious because, I mean, what button do you usually hover your thumb over? The B button, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, me at least.
Yeah. So if you, and Y is usually your like speed in Mario and whatnot.
Right.
But B button was what, jump?
Oh, in Mario?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's fucked up because like, Super Mario World, we talked about that. Well, I'm sorry. We talked about that in the future.
Yeah, in the future we're
going to
address that.
So don't worry, December guys. December 17th. We're going to talk about this shit.
Zoltar says December 17th. We'll talk about that.
Unless the world ends before then.
It's true.
It's not. Trust me. It's not. But, I mean, some people prefer, like, different aspects, and at least a plane, you really hate that beer, don't you?
Yeah, finish your thought. You know, you realize the listeners can't see me drink this.
Yeah, I know, but okay. The look on your face was almost awful. I feel bad for buying it.
It wasn't awful.
But, like, you would want to hit, I mean, I can see putting the fire on B and then maybe your boost on Y because you're not going to use the brake so much, so throw that on A.
Mm-hmm.
So out of four control schemes is going to put those four buttons in different areas. So if like reaching up to tap Y and fire isn't your forte on the controller, you could put it where you actually felt most comfortable playing the game.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. I just thought it was weird with, like, I mean, a limited scheme, you know?
I bet all the beta testers just couldn't agree. Someone was like, fuck it. I don't give a shit. Just put them all in there. I don't care.
I mean, because it's like, I mean, up until that point is pretty much you put a Super Nintendo game in the Super Nintendo, and it's like, guess what, fucker? This is the control scheme.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's cool. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It was just kind of weird because it's like, it feels like there's not that much variance. I mean, there's not that much variance.
It's just, you know, a quarter inch to the left, a quarter inch to the right,
right.
Up, down.
But overall, like, then I had a slight appreciation for this game. I thought it was hard, but then I loved Star Fox 64. And then going back to it, watching you guys, I mean, you guys owned it in like an hour and a half.
It was less than an hour, Dave, mowed through this fucking game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it was easy.
No tips or tricks. You just went through it. Yeah,
it was pretty easy. And I don't know. I guess that's one of those things that just years and years of playing video games similar to Star Fox after Star Fox came out.
Yeah,
had like trained me to play Star Fox.
Because whenever the first time you picked up this game, you had never seen anything like it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. On a console. I mean, computers at this point.
Maybe not even really. Honestly, on a computer. Like when I picked up Star Fox, I hadn't played anything like it on the computer.
Yeah, me either.
We're like kind of computer sims at this point. We're more like you're in the cockpit, right? It's not exactly like this.
Yeah, it wasn't until like I played X-Wing or TIE Fighter, or more specifically X-Wing versus.
So those
TIE.
Came out later. Like I'm getting my times mixed up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they did. I know that X-Wing versus TIE did for sure, and that's the one that I played a lot of. It's a much more difficult game, and it's more advanced than Star Fox on the Super Nintendo. Which I mean that just makes sense. So it's weird going back to this game that used to just destroy me and just be able to sail right through it, no problems.
It looks. I mean. Looking at it and playing it, it feels more like a PlayStation game. Mm-hmm. And I've said that in a negative way before, like it should have been one, but it wasn't ready.
Yeah.
This looks like one and it works. They pull it off.
Man, I remember seeing this for the first time, and it was similar to like what you said, Zach, seeing it in Walmart, where it was just like, holy shit, like this is a Super Nintendo game? Mm-hmm. This is bananas. Like this is crazy.
I can't believe I didn't own it.
It's probably the first time I saw 3D polygonal graphics, honestly. Mm-hmm. And they do a lot better job of it than they did in Stunt Race FX.
Yeah.
Because in that game, I couldn't tell what anything was. Mm-hmm. But in Star Fox, I mean, I wouldn't be able to tell what something was, like a spaceship or something like that, but I knew it was an enemy. You know what I mean?
I guess they tried to make it cartoony in Stunt Race FX.
Yeah.
And like, but this theme is way more suited to it.
Yeah, I agree. And like everything looks great on the black blanket of space. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's the other thing too. Because like in Stunt Race FX, it was like polygons on a polygonal background. And it was just like, I couldn't tell what was what. Like what was the course and what was a car and stuff like that. So.
And now thinking back on it, did they have stars in the background?
I don't think so. I think it's just black.
It's just black?
I think. I mean, I know like in the asteroid belt, there was a lot of crap in the background.
Yeah, coming forward, that's what I was thinking about. Like if they had points of light in the background that would, whenever you're flying through the void of space, if there were not really reference points, but something to show you that there was something way, way out there.
If they did, it's not super noticeable because like I don't remember it.
No.
And I just played it.
One of the strongest memories I have as a kid of playing this game was getting to the course selection screen.
Yeah.
Because I thought that was... I mean, my imagination just went nuts looking at that because you start off, I forget the planet.
It's like Corneria or something.
Yeah, Corneria.
Corneria.
And then, you know, the end result is to a planet named Venom.
Right.
Which I love the name Venom anyway. So it's like, oh man, how do you get to Venom? I bet that's super hard. And trying to look at all the courses and try to imagine what is on each level. And then just off of all courses is the black hole. How do you even get there? The black hole. I wonder what it does. Oh my God.
We looked that up.
Yeah, we had to. None of us.
There was no way to figure that shit out on your own.
And it's in the asteroid belt.
Mm-hmm.
There is a hidden, because like you can shoot all the gold asteroids, right? Or the brown ones. They're gold or ship brown.
Yeah.
Either way, and like those you can shoot and destroy, but like the silver or gray ones you can't destroy, except for one. There's one on that stage that you can destroy.
Three quarters of the way through the level on the left hand side. It's right after you pick up. I want to say a 1/6 health.
Well, there's all these. There's like these rotating asteroids, and it's after the third one of those.
If you remember Pilot Wings, they look like the expanding buttholes, but they don't contract and expand.
They just rotate.
They just rotate.
Just a nightmarishly ever-expanding butthole.
And you fly through that, and you hit that one asteroid, and then it opens up this realm of color that just spirals you through this little tube, and then you end up in a non...
And I felt like that was, for this time, that was really well done.
Yeah.
They throw you into it. It's like the music is creepy, mm-hmm. and the background is unsettling. And the dog captain immediately says, like,
General Pepper. He got upgraded since he was Sergeant Pepper.
It's like, this is where your father got lost, Fox. Mm-hmm. Be careful. And then, but what the black hole level is three different warps in this level that will take you to various spots in the map. And the best one being like the shortest path to Venom is middle path to asteroids to black hole to Venom. And then you could beat this game. God, using that path, like, 20 minutes maybe?
I'd say less.
Yeah.
Because all you have to do is beat the first level, second level.
You don't even have to beat the second level.
You don't?
Yeah, second level's asteroids.
Second level's asteroid belt.
If you take the middle path.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. So first level, 3/4 of the way through the second.
The three black hole levels.
Three black hole levels, and then straight to Venom.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'd say the black holes maybe take like 6-7 minutes.
I don't even know they take that long.
Mm.
Yeah, they were very short, like... Well, shit. No. Okay. So 3 minutes.
I also like that you choose your course because it's also your difficulty selection,
mm-hmm.
which
I didn't know as a kid. I mean, it was one of those things that we figured out as we were kids because we would play the first one, barely beat it, get to the second one, and then it was just a matter of like how quickly we died. You know, where it's like, oh, we almost made it through the second level. So that means that this course must be an easier course. Meanwhile, we did the one that was the hardest and it was just like immediate death.
Yeah.
So I think that's cool, too. It would have been nice if there's some indication that it's like this is an easier route. Mm-hmm. This is the middle road and then this is the hard mode.
What do you guys think about whenever I think about Star Fox, one of the other elements that immediately pops up is your co-pilots, your friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this game is almost, for everything it's known for, I feel like it's also known almost as much for fucking Falco.
Falco, yeah. Because he's an asshole.
Yeah.
He is 100% an asshole.
Like, his assholishness got him put into Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
just basically, just for being a dickhead. Anytime, like, Falco's like, help me out, Fox. No. No, Falco.
That's an airplane. I think we're about to have bombs dropped on us. We don't ever hear airplanes in Kentucky.
That's weird. I was like, is someone mowing? Probably not mowing with the snow on the ground.
And do you guys know all of their names?
Yep.
Dave does.
Falco, Slippy, and Peppy?
Yep.
Yeah, but do you know their last names?
Peppy Hare.
Yep.
Falco Lombardi.
Mm-hmm.
Slippy Toad.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Fox...
McCloud.
Yep.
I played Star Fox 64. That's where my knowledge of it comes from. So
my knowledge came from when Zach asked me that 2 days ago when we played and he read them.
So does mine.
So I remember things.
But I remember because in Star Fox 64, there's also like the rival troop of planes.
Now, how did you end up playing Star Fox 64? Because like I thought the 64 was like, I thought you skipped out. You missed out.
I did. Because Josh had one, so I played Ocarina of Time with him. Uh-huh. And then another friend of mine, he anytime we would stay over, he would go and rent us N64 with Star Fox and GoldenEye. And then we'd play it over at his house for like 2 days.
Right on.
So that's the only way I know anything about it. But I remember looking into the mythos behind 64 because there's like, that's the first time where you see Wolf, who was like, he's also in Smash Brothers. He's also in Smash Brothers.
Oh, he is?
Mm-hmm. He's in Brawl. So it's probably the one you probably played the least for Wii.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't play the Wii.
Because like Wolf was apparently like Fox's dad's squad and stabbed him in the back and went over to Andross. Same for, another Pigma is also like, if you look back on some other box art, like Pigma used to be best friends with Fox, but he also turned turncoat for Andross.
Hmm.
There's like a whole big thing.
Wasn't there like a Star Fox Adventures or something like that?
Oh my God.
I remember seeing that at Babbage's.
I bought that.
You bought it?
I bought it because I love
that was like for the GameCube, wasn't it?
Yeah. I love 64 so much.
And it's a completely different kind of game.
It is completely different. Yeah. I feel like, I remember hearing like it was supposed to be like, some sort of like GameCube Legend of Zelda, but it got scrapped and then they just tagged Star Fox onto it because it plays like a Zelda game.
Really?
So like I bought Star Fox Adventures thinking like, yeah, like if they take another step up like they did between Star Fox and Star Fox 64, this is going to be amazing. God, I was so disappointed. Like, that I'd spent $60 and I get home and it's just like, where's my ship? Where can I get in a fucking ship? I'm running around with a giant stick hitting stuff. Where's the fucking ship?
Seeing that game set up at Babbage's is what saved me. Because I almost bought that game. And then I saw a little kid playing it. And I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. Like, I asked him, I was like, what is this? And he told me what it was. I was like, oh, okay. I'm leaving.
Yeah. I turned around. If somebody would please, like, I'm probably wrong about what that was. So if somebody would post in the show notes, tell us what the backstory is to Star Fox Adventures. Because I remember that is what basically derailed the whole series. Like, we haven't gotten anything good since then. Like, it was such a huge disaster.
I think that's a shame, too. Because I think, like, what they could do some really cool stuff with Star Fox for the Wii U. Especially with, like, I mean, you could use the tablet. I mean, you could have, like, a navigator or something like that. Yeah. Or, like, doing, like, different weapon loadouts and stuff like that on the tablet. I think that could be cool.
Yeah. And because they've done Star Fox 64, they released that for 3DS. That was one of the early launch, like early releases for 3DS.
I didn't know that.
I don't own it. I should, as much as I liked it, but I just haven't.
I may have to grab that.
Let's see. Andross is a fucking creepy ass boss.
Yeah, I remember Andross as a kid, not because I ever got to him, but I remember seeing him in magazines and even being creeped out at the screen captures that they had in the magazine because he was this big face. And I didn't know that once you like shoot out the eyes on this huge, like disgusting polygonal,
like this lawnmower man style face.
Yeah. I say disgusting. It's not really disgusting. It's just really eerie. Yeah, because it's like this featureless face, and
the background's like shifting colors the whole time. It's not black for the first time, so it's unsettling.
Like when it switched to that screen, like the first thing I thought of was Gygas from Earthbound, because I was like, fuck, we're going to fight Gygas. But no, just a big fucking face. When you shoot out both of his eyes, there is a cube which has Andross in it. I guess he's in that cube. It's kind of like, I don't know, like one of those outros from an old television show where like the screen, like the sides of the screen like fold in on themselves and it would be a cube and then it would fly off the screen. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? That's kind of what it looked like.
I was thinking Superman, the Forbidden Zone.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Superman, Forbidden Zone, for sure. Or what, the Phantom Zone?
Phantom Zone. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I was blown away when Smallville addressed the Phantom Zone.
See, so I didn't get to watch them in Smallville.
I didn't think they were going to go into that. Like, I thought this was like small town stuff, and they're talking about seeing people with the Phantom Zone, all sorts of shit. And I was like, all right, Smallville, I am impressed by you.
Yeah.
But that was Smallville was a pretty good show.
I missed out on it. If it were available for me to stream, I'd watch it.
That was it.
See, I watched up to like season 5 or 6, but they kept going and introducing like more and more colors of kryptonite, and then that's when I was like, okay, no.
You also wouldn't like the comics.
Yeah. I'm not a big Superman fan in general.
Yeah.
He's broken and his weakness is weird, and yeah. And of course, Death and Return, we don't have to rehash that again.
But you can if you want.
I got Star Fox at a yard sale, and then like I think my dad filling up this, he found it at a yard sale, got it for like 50 cents. It still had the $9.99 price tag on it from the kid bought it from some used game store.
Yeah.
So I remember in the Tadpog Final Fantasy football group, they were all complaining about only being able to find copies of it at hobby shops for $25.
Oh, really?
So.
Well, we may see when we get to how much is this game on Amazon.
Because a lot of people have been like complaining about hobby shops that sell old games and how strange of a business model it is. And I don't understand how it works.
Especially when you can go on Amazon and buy something and like have it in 2 days.
Have it 2 days, like free shipping, and it's a lot cheaper than they'll have it at the store because they're marked up so much because they're trying to stay in business. I understand.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I think for some people it's like a thrill of the hunt and like Amazon is cheating.
Oh, okay.
That is not how I'm built at all.
Yeah.
I want to go the path of least resistance on pretty much everything. Would you, I have a question. I know we haven't really talked about the mechanics of Star Fox that much. I really, honestly, don't think that we need to.
It's hard. Yeah, you're just in a ship and you shoot stuff. You drop some bombs.
And you barrel roll.
All the enemies have flashing stuff and you shoot the flashing stuff until farts.
They farts.
No farts, full Bart.
Oh, we just met our fart joke quota.
Parts will fall off and eventually they explode and you go to the next level. You fly through rings.
The power-ups, though, They're the health power-ups. One gives you a little bit, and then one gives you 50%. And then if you fly through a blue ring, then you get
your full health back.
And it's also a save point.
Right. And I think it's interesting that these power – you're talking about the rings. The rings give you your health back. So it's not just – it's not like a normal game where you just pick them up. You have to fly through the rings in order to have the effects.
And then the there's – of course, you get extra Nova bombs by flying through a tetrahedron with a blue thing in the middle of it. And I never really could pick out which one was the laser upgrade, though. Because that's kind of a key mechanic.
The laser upgrade is super powerful. You start off with
a single laser, and then you get a double laser, and then you get...
A double blaster. A
double blaster? Is that what it's called?
It changes. You pick it up. Okay, you pick up this power-up, which looks like just kind of like two blue rectangles within a shape. And you grab it, and all of a sudden you're shooting two lasers when you press the fire button instead of one. Mm-hmm. If you see that power-up again and fly through it, it upgrades those lasers into like these bolts. They're like these, all of a sudden now they're balls. And I think that's as far as it upgrades.
Yes.
But those things are...
When you die, it resets?
When you die, you lose it. Mm-hmm. And it so it kind of follows that like Rygar kind of... did I just say it? I meant R-type, not Rygar.
I know what you're talking about.
There's no disc shield in this game.
God, I wish there were fucking disc armor around, flying everywhere.
Yeah, so it kind of takes this like R-type model where it's like the longer you can go without dying, the better you're going to do.
Yeah.
Which... is something I usually don't like. Like, I think that's kind of a weird, like, reward system. Like, I get it. Like, you should be rewarded for playing well, but not to the detriment of if you die, it's, like, going to be a nightmare to get to the rest of this game with a single laser.
Mm-hmm. And you're also having to fly and dodge obstacles throughout the levels, and you can lose a wing. So if you have that double laser mechanic, then, and you lose a wing, you only fire one laser.
Yeah, and that's a really cool mechanic. I'm glad you brought that up because I remember being a kid, and the first thing I wanted to do when I found out you could lose a wing was just see if I could lose both of them. And then like it became like a challenge. Like, how much can I get this ship like battered and destroyed and still make it through a level? So that might be why we didn't get to the first level too frequently.
And it seemed like it affected your flying ability whenever you lost a wing.
Yeah, I can't verify that. Like, I don't know if it was one of those things. It's
in
like,
your head?
Yeah, or imagination. Just, yeah. But it did seem a little more sluggish when I lost a wing. So, I mean, that's cool. I like that. Yeah,
and if you pick up the laser mechanic or the laser power-up, then it will replenish one wing. Or if you've lost both of them, it will give you both of your wings back, and you can continue on at full speed and mobility.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a cool mechanic. Like, it's pretty complex for a Super Nintendo game.
Right.
I mean, everything about this game, I think, is pretty complex.
And the barrel roll will deflect lasers if you do it at the right time.
Yeah, I didn't get that. I mean, I was able to evade a lot easier using the barrel roll. And that's a mechanic that I didn't know as a kid and learned playing through this time, and it made a huge difference because... I went through this entire game just barrel rolling. Like, I don't think
That's all Pepe tells you in a 64.
No!
Did they actually have voices in the 64 version?
Yes, they do.
Because one of the things I like the most about the Super NES version is when I'm like... and it's like, all right, they're saying something, so I need to take my eyes off of all this shit that's happening and read it. Oh, okay, you have an enemy... Oh, and I'm dead.
Like, and in 64, like, you can tell Falco's nose is way up in the air, like... He sounds so fucking snarky.
Yeah.
Like, the voice acting I enjoyed in the Nintendo 64 version.
He even sounded snarky in the Super Nintendo version.
He kind of sounds like Boshi, if you ask me.
They're both blue. Shit. Do you guys have any achievements for this game?
I've got at least one that have came up while we were recording.
Okay.
And that is probably stealing yours. We Are Venom.
Oh, you're good.
Okay, great. In order to unlock We Are Venom, you have to get to Andross, who lives on Venom. You have to get to him without any of your crew.
Squad mates.
Any of your squad mates, thank you, without any of them dying.
Okay.
And then there's something Beatles reference. I don't know. I've got this half-baked idea, Sergeant Pepper, General Pepper.
Lonely Hearts.
Yeah, Lonely Hearts. Okay, let's do Lonely Hearts, and that's where you unlock General Pepper as a playable character, which is not possible in the game.
You only sit there and tell Fox, like, all right, level start. And then you don't do anything.
use control scheme A or B. My favorite piece of advice that you pointed out to me that he was reading. You saying that, I love, this was one of some of the best voice modulation, I think, in a Super Nintendo game. Because like even like
most definitely
in the very beginning where you're like scrambling and like going through that tube, right? Your ship is going through that launch tube. Like, dude, that brought back so many fucking feels. Like just seeing that and hearing like all the weird sound effects.
Let's get ready.
Oh man. Oh, I love that. Was worth it to me, honestly. Do you have any achievements for this game?
Well, Zach, do you have any first?
I do.
Okay, because I've got a lot.
Okay.
So. Oh, okay. Master Blaster is make it through an entire level and have the upgraded twin blasters the entire time. Not the dual lasers. What was it called again?
I just call them the twin blasters.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. The balls.
Yeah, the balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just have balls just the have entire balls. Time
yeah.
throughout one whole level. And Event Horizon.
That's the horror version of Star Fox.
Make it through all three iterations of the black hole and get to Venom.
Nice.
Had you heard the rumor that none of them, well, Fox, Slippy, Peppy, Falco, that they all have cut off their legs in order to fit into their spaceships? And it had something to do with the effects of like gravity and G-force, like why they would do that. Because they're all, when you see them, they all have like, they're mechanical from the knees down.
Oh, so that makes sense.
There's like a big theory, yeah, that they, in order to be better pilots, they've cut off their legs.
Because pilots, you can't be a pilot if you're too tall because your heart's too far away from your head. So whenever you hit those extra Gs, your heart can't pump the blood to your brain and you will black out. So scientifically speaking, if you cut off your legs, your heart's not going to have to pump all the way down to your legs, so it only has to worry about from the crotch up. That does make sense, Tyler.
Mm-hmm. We all know foxes are super tall, so it makes sense.
Same for toads and falcons and rabbits.
The falcon's just lazy. They're like, why aren't you just flying?
And falcon legs are kind of tiny.
Yeah. I mean, what an asshole.
Chicken Falco. Legs.
All right, so my first achievement is Black Little Warp Hole. And you can sing that in your head to the tune of that Black Widow song by, she's super popular right now. What's her name?
I have no idea.
You're talking about the Black Widow song?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Beyonce.
Mm-mm.
How's it go? Let's sing it a little bit.
It's like Black Widow, baby.
Yeah, that's Beyonce, dude.
Uh-uh. It's,
I'm telling you, because I had this argument with my friend a week ago. And it's Beyonce.
Why can't I think of this girl's name?
You're thinking of the other one. Now I can't think of it.
This is really good. I feel like this is really good podcasting.
I'm
going to
do pretty heavy editing right about here.
No, I like this. I think this is really good.
Okay, so we're
on. We watched her Clueless video the other day.
Iggy?
Yeah,
Iggy Azalea.
There you go.
It is, in fact, Iggy Azalea.
Mm-hmm. It is?
It is not Beyonce. Yeah, Black Widow featuring
lied to
Rita
me.
Ora. Who'd your friend say it was?
He said it was Beyonce. It was Jesse.
No, he's wrong. You tell me he's wrong.
I'm going to slap that fucker in the face.
Yeah, you hear that, Jesse? If he doesn't, then report back to us and let us know so we can call him out on the show.
But Black Little Warp Hole is just you use the black hole and you get it. Although the first few times I heard that song, like, I didn't know she was saying, I'm a Black Widow baby.
Yeah.
I thought she was first saying, I'm coming. She's like, I'm coming back. I'm a Black Widow baby. Something like that. I thought she was saying, I'm coming back with a Black Widow baby. She's going away.
She's doing baby talk?
She's found a Black Widow baby. And she's going to bring it back to you. Okay. I also heard just back with a baby. So, like, she's going away. She's like, I'm coming back with a baby.
All things either more way. Terrifying than her actually being a black widow.
Let's see. Then I also
better
had
a praying mantis.
What? I'm sorry. I lost the signal. And that is where you finish a level and all your co-pilots are dead.
Whoa. Okay.
So the opposite. I didn't hear you guys
That's
call them
dark.
For
dark.
Yeah.
They're all dead.
The opposite of We Are Venom.
Fuck off, Falco. And that is where every time you never finish a level with Falco alive. Dies on every one of them. Let's see. If you love it, then you should have put a ring on it. That is Beyonce, Zach.
Yes.
And You get all of the rings in the entire playthrough of the game.
I like all. Jesus. Wow. Not only is that, that's almost as impossible as getting General Pepper as a playable character. Yeah.
Even in the training level?
I guess especially the training level.
Oh, that training level. That training level. There's no way to stay in formation.
Or you could just, that could also apply to just the training
There's
level.
There's no way to stay in formation.
Oh, wow. That's more accomplishable than the entire game. Yeah.
The Cuban Missile Crisis, which is where you just hoard all your bombs and you don't use any of them. You threaten to, like, you're going to use all the bombs on Andros, but then you don't. JFK stops you from using all the bombs.
I think the X-Men had something to do with that.
Oh, okay, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
Don't forget.
I forgot about that.
Give credit where credit's due.
Just like Xena was the one that actually killed Goliath. It wasn't David. Have you seen that episode of Xena?
No.
Yeah. David's so afraid, like, he can't do it, so Xena's in a bush with a sling, and she's the one that kills Goliath.
That's dumb. Had fun today, guys.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun. I've got an important question for you, Tyler. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you were to give this game a beard, what kind of beard would you give it, and why?
Dave, I'm going the oldest of schools. I'm going old school with this.
Old Testament beard.
Old Testament beard. I'm reaching back into the annals of Tadpog history.
Noah's Ark.
Because I've been reading a lot of posts by Sam and Phil on the Tadpog Facebook group.
Yeah.
So
I'm glad you're on there, man.
Because of their talk, I'm giving this 7 orange beards.
7 orange beards.
7 orange beards.
That's a lot of orange beards.
Because, like, remember when Tyler used to just like a simple beard and just like there was the number that changed before he started getting all like surreal and weird with them? So I was like, here, 7 orange beards. Orange because fox fur is orange.
Okay.
Hmm. I like it.
Is it white tipped?
No, they're just straight orange.
Just straight orange. Okay.
That'd be weird if they're white.
That'd be straight up.
Just
orange.
Wait.
I'm not going surreal at all. They're just orange.
So it's like a 7-tails fox beard.
<They're>, No. Just 7.
Oh, okay.
Just 7.
But how cool is that, beards? Tyler?
It's pretty cool.
Let's stray off the flashback path. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I'm curious if you're going to keep up the trend with glasses.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to give this game a pair of glasses, what kind of glasses would you give it?
3 pairs of aviator sunglasses.
Just 3?
Yeah, just 3.
Okay.
Just
like 3. The ones I'm wearing, or I wore in here tonight?
But I say you're not wearing any glasses.
Yeah, I know. I had to correct myself because they're over there on the table.
Yeah, I like those.
Okay.
Like those. Like Tom Cruise wore in Top Gun.
Yeah, when he's riding the motorcycle. 3
pairs of those.
3 pairs.
Falco doesn't get one.
That makes sense now.
Damn.
That makes
sense
now. And General Pepper already has them, so he doesn't need them. That makes total sense.
There you go.
Tyler.
And I hope our long-term fans enjoy that throwback.
Because you're retired.
Apparently they don't like my weird, surreal, squiggly Jesus or a camera that only shows things as they should be.
I'm going to say that some of your glasses are bullshit, but that's okay.
Now, wait a minute. My favorite sidestep. Like, my favorite pair of glasses that Tyler has ever given was for Sparkster.
Oh, the bloody windshield?
The bloody possum windshield.
That's probably the most memorable one, because, like, I don't remember anything about that show, but I do remember that pair of glasses. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
And Zach, I want to know how much this game is on Amazon. If you were to buy it right now, used on Amazon, how much do you think it would be? We'll do Price is Right rules.
Well, this was...
Whoever wins gets to keep Zach's aviators.
Those were expensive.
Bragger.
I never buy expensive sunglasses because I always
just
lose
did.
Them.
There's the evidence sitting right there on Tyler's shrine.
Well, yeah, I did buy those.
I stole those. They were very expensive.
What do you think?
Not like all the merchandise from Office Depot. This is a pretty popular game, so.
Yeah, it's well known.
I don't know. I'm going to go $32.17.
$32.17 from Zach. Tyler, how much do you think this game is on Amazon?
$15.99
from Tyler. Well, looks like no one gets the glasses. Tyler, you are the closest, but you did go over.
Mm.
Actual
what?
Retail value of Star Fox for the Super Nintendo used on Amazon at the time of this recording is... $12.98.
So there were a lot of these made.
Anyone want to take a guess how much it is new?
$200.
$200?
Still in wrap, like brand.
Mm-hmm. Brand new.
Sealed in box.
$123.78.
Complete in box, rather.
$99.
Wow.
That's not terrible compared to...
I mean, if you're a collector, that's a lot better than Earthbound.
Earthbound or Secret of Mana.
Yeah.
Well, since I haven't been on for a year and some change, I know how much you guys like quizzes.
It's true.
We do love quizzes.
So I've got a bit of a quiz for you, but here's the thing.
A Star Fox quiz.
No.
Oh, well, that would have been appropriate.
It would have been appropriate, but I didn't know I was coming on for this episode until last week. So...
It takes a week and a half to prepare a quiz.
Well, I made this very...
that's how much time I put into all the quizzes I ask.
Okay. Well, it's a movie video game quiz.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you a very convoluted question.
Okay. Like a movie that's based off a video game. Convoluted. And okay.
It's kind of a riddle because I know how much Tyler loves riddles in his games. So
this is going to take like 50 minutes.
I need you guys to tell me the actor. If there was a character name in the movie, I need the character name in the movie and the movie itself.
So you need the movie, the character, and the actor that played that character.
Yes.
Okay.
So how many questions are there to this quiz?
There are 12.
So this is actually like a 36-question quiz. that's more than the, I think, what element are you quiz.
Okay. So number one, the titalizing character was...
Lara Croft, Angelina Jolie, Tomb Raider.
Fuck you, Dave.
Nice.
Boom. Boom. Next.
You don't even want to know why. Fuck it.
You gave it away.
This actor who claimed a loser artist was all that played partner to his punk from...
Angelina Jolie. Tomb Raider 2.
Dude, you're going to have to edit the fuck out of this.
Nah. We edit our fuck-ups, not a guest host.
That's right. Okay.
Scoot up. There you go.
This actor who claimed a loser artist was all that played partner to this punk from Mormontown in this 1999 movie about humanity's struggle with the Kilrathi.
Don't know. I have no idea.
No clue whatsoever.
Zero idea.
You guys never saw Wing Commander?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, Freddie Prinze Jr. and Matthew Lillard in Wing Commander.
Man, I'm super bummed I missed that Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah, I've never...
No. Never even heard of it?
It was a PC game?
Yes, yeah. It was a PC game.
I've heard of the game. I had no idea there was... I never played the game, and I had no idea that there was a movie.
Wow. Based okay, on it. Well, it was... The movie was shit. And
you don't say?
Yeah.
I mean, it is a video game movie.
But.
Because Tomb Raider was top notch. Really
good. I remember jerking it to Angelina Jolie on the Entertainment Weekly. They had the Tomb Raider cover on Entertainment Weekly. I remember buying it specifically for that purpose.
Now I feel even worse because I did it on a PC Gamer.
Well, I mean, look.
Polygonal tits versus real tits.
Oh,
they
were Oh, no, these were... I mean, I wouldn't go so far as to say they were real, but they were attached to a person.
Okay, so this actor gleaned the cube with broken arrows and went on to need a flashlight and company in this 2005 survival horror franchise movie that acquired a 1% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay, I heard a Broken Arrow reference in there.
Yes, so who was in Broken Arrow?
I don't remember. Because I get Broken Arrow, like I get the cast of Broken Arrow confused with Face Off all the time. Is John Travolta in Broken
Yes,
Arrow?
Yes, he is, but he plays the enemy. I'm looking for the hero from Broken Arrow.
The hero from Broken Arrow. I don't remember.
I don't know what Broken Arrow is.
So you've never seen Gleaming the Cube?
No, nope. I've never seen Gleaming
the
Cube.
Okay, that's a Christian Slater movie.
I thought that was a Cubert reference.
Zach,
I don't know.
Zach, this is a video game podcast.
Yes, but you guys know how much I love movies, so you should have expected this. Mm. Okay, so it's Christian.
I mean, I did expect a bullshit quiz, and we are getting that. So, I mean, so there's that.
But it's Christian Slater.
Okay.
Alone in the Dark, and he played Edward Carnby from Alone in the Dark.
Okay. Also didn't know that Alone in the Dark was a movie.
I'm familiar with every element of that.
Alone in the Dark was...
I know Christian Slater from The Wizard. That's about it.
Wow. It was probably the first survival horror game on PC.
I remember the game, but no, I didn't realize that it had been made into a movie.
Hmm. Okay, so
a 1% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah,
might also be another reason I haven't seen it.
Probably.
Leaving behind his funky bunch, this actor played New York cop with exceptional gunplay skills for a Hollywood reimagining of this third-person shooter.
I don't know what movie he was in. Ooh. That was video game related.
We talked about this last week.
Sniper was in the
movie. We did?
No, you're thinking shooter.
Okay.
You could slow down time whenever you jump.
Max Payne?
Yes.
I didn't know there was a Max Payne movie.
Yes.
Oh, no.
It was Mia Kunis was in it. Mila Kunis?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mark
Wahlberg, Max Payne.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. This Brokeback Cowboy shared an on-screen kiss with a less-than-alive Joker before acquiring a time-controlling dagger and saving the princess in this Walt Disney creation of this combat platformer from 2003.
So okay.
It's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes.
I don't know. The Prince? The Prince and Prince of Persia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Sands of Time.
Sands of Time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen the previews for that.
I feel like we did pretty good on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did. You at least you got Jake Gyllenhaal this time.
I watched Ramon play through most of that game.
These questions I can tell they're crafted.
Thank you. Yeah, I spent some time on it.
Well, usually, Breakfast would do good at this.
Yeah. Well, usually we don't believe you when you say things, but you like actually meant it the time.
This justified Kentucky lawman played a contract killer with a heart in a 2007 movie taken from this third-person stealth assassination simulator.
The game's got to be Hitman.
It's Hitman.
Right.
I can't think of that guy's name who's in Justified.
Yeah, I've never seen Justified. Has he been in anything else?
He was in Deadwood.
Yeah, I also haven't seen Deadwood. Mm-hmm. And Zach's saying 10-10?
Timothy
Oliphant?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
From The Office?
Because I was going...
Where I know everyone from?
Because I was going, Dalton? No, was it Timothy Dalton?
And also, it is Oliphant, right? Like, yes. Every time I hear his name, I think of how they pronounce elephants in Lord of the Rings. Timothy Oliphant!
Timothy Oliphant as... It's a number, right?
Yeah, Agent 47.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's one of my favorite.
I've never played a Hitman game.
I like them because I like shooters, but that's just me. All right. This dazed and confused actress was elemental in an incarnation of this survival horror classic.
Okay, so that's Resident Evil. What's her name?
Mila Jovovich?
Yes.
Yes.
And who does she play?
In the movie, she has a name, but it's in the video game series, she's not in there. But yeah. if you give me the name, I'll give you a little bonus.
No, Betty.
It's going to be Alice.
Valentine 2.
Right.
But can you, I also have a little bonus question listed out here. Can you tell me the original Japanese name of the video game series Resident Evil?
Not without sounding racist.
Yep.
Oh, no. In English.
Oh, in English. In Zach English.
That's also very racist.
If you don't know what we're talking about, check out Fatal Fury 2.
Hang out with Zach.
I don't know. Haunted House Mysteries 4.
Shake is yelling at you right now.
Zombie.
Shake's always yelling. It's just right at me right now.
No, it's Biohazard.
Oh, he says like we should know.
No, you said it before on the show, asshole.
I haven't.
I only know it because like it's listed on Steam. I think is Biohazard's the only reason. Like I've heard of that.
I've never said that, Zach.
Well, I didn't say.
You looked right at me and said, "You said it, asshole."
Okay.
You see why I expected a subpar quiz? Because you do shit like this.
You probably said the word biohazard, not in reference to Resident Evil game. But at one point you said
You said the thing.
You were talking about like a vagina, but you said biohazard.
I thought you were making a Japanese Resident Evil reference. Like there's zombie dogs in there, bro.
It opens sideways.
Oh, there's a joke there. I'm not telling it.
All right. We're about like, 30% through this quiz? On to the next question.
Four more.
Okay.
This actor recently portrayed a space-age doctor, but in years past went to Mars to fight the escape demons of hell for a shitty-made version of this first-person id Software shooter.
Okay, that's Doom. The movie's yes. Doom, because I remember hearing that that movie came out, and I remember being like, I am never going to see that.
Was The Rock in that?
Yes, he was.
Dwayne Johnson?
Dwayne Johnson.
Nice.
As the Space Marine in Doom?
Yeah, but it wasn't Dwayne Johnson who was the lead character of that movie.
Mm.
He also played Judge Dredd.
Stallone?
In the new one.
What's his name from he played Bones in the new Star Trek movies. I can't remember his name though.
That's why I said
I can think Age I think Doctor. Of his face. Yeah, I can't think of his name either.
So
Carl pass. Urban.
Oh yeah.
Carl Urban.
I always Carl Urban sounds like a country singer name.
Yep.
Yes. So like even yeah. if I had like thought of the name Carl Urban, I'd have been like, no, I'm pretty sure that's a country.
Is there a country singer named Urban?
Keith Urban.
Keith Urban. There you go. Yeah. So
maybe close they're brothers. Enough, I'm pretty sure they're brothers.
Yeah,
they're
definitely brothers.
Yeah.
They hang out on the weekends.
No, of course.
This Bloodsport aficionado.
Nope. Don't know.
Brought his martial arts skills and spectacular kicks for a movie loosely based on this one-on-one fighter.
So it's
Tyler, it's you know this.
It's Jean-Claude Van Damme as Guile in Street Fighter the movie.
Yeah. What's Guile's full name?
Guile United States.
It's Guile really, America Forever?
Apparently, it's William F. Guile, as listed on IMDb credits. Mm.
Mm. Middle name, never forget.
This pest of an evil spawn clown accompanied this cartoon detective to save the princess and stop merging of two dimensions in this film cut from this original NES classic.
Okay, so it's John, Mario Brothers.
John Leguizamo as Luigi mm-hmm. in Mario Brothers.
Mm-hmm. And who was in Roger Rabbit?
Oh, he's dead now.
Yes, he is.
I can't think of his name.
Nope. I don't know.
The guy who played Mario.
Only thing I remember is John Leguizamo and like being really, really disappointed watching it. Like incredibly disappointed.
We rented it for my buddy's birthday party.
Yeah.
I mean, what were we like?
Was he like, it's my birthday. I want to have a shitty time.
I know just what to do.
Let's, I don't know, hire some strippers to get me like really frustrated. And then they kick me in the balls and we'll watch Super Mario.
But it's Bob Hoskins.
Bob Hoskins. Okay.
Ooh. All right.
I read an article about that movie, like that they were pretty much drunk the whole time. Because they were so miserable, they would just take shot after shot after shot every take.
What, like all of them?
They did. John Leguizamo and Bob Hoskins, because they were so miserable.
Oh, that's fucking amazing.
Trying to make that movie.
That I'm going to have to go back and rewatch it just for that. And a little bit of a bonus question, if you could tell me who played King Koopa.
I can't. John Goodman. He seems like a good King Koopa. I can't remember.
It was Dennis Hopper.
Mm. Ah.
Dennis Hopper.
He's a good villain. Dennis Hopper mm-hmm. brings it to the villain scene.
Yeah,
especially whenever he's a mutated, Goomba.
Or I wouldn't go so far that far. I mean, that's really racist. He's a mutated Goomba. He's a King Koopa. He's not a King Goomba.
Oh, okay. And then final question.
Mm-hmm.
This sword-wielding immortal from the Highlands took a step up to godhood in a decently budgeted 1995 film from this Midway classic.
That's all you. I heard Highlander, so Tyler, that's all you.
The guy who played Duncan MacLeod?
Yes, it is Christopher Lambert.
Fox MacLeod's brother.
But Midway, come on, guys.
Yeah, I know Midway.
Yeah. Oh, was he?
Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
He was Raiden in Mortal Kombat.
Yes, yeah. There you go.
And that was Connor MacLeod instead of Duncan MacLeod.
Yeah, Duncan was on the TV series. Connor was in the movie.
I haven't seen any Highlander stuff, but I remember people making a big deal about Raiden being Highlander.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, in the second movie, it's not him, right? It's Raiden's played by some other dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
An older guy.
Oh, I can't remember. No, it's actually a younger guy.
Is it really?
I can't remember his name.
He's Bill Murray. That would have been a great movie.
Because I liked the first Mortal Kombat. The second one was, like,
it was
really
shocked.
Bad. Because Shao Kahn is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised we didn't get a Final Fantasy Spirits Within question.
Yeah.
I was this close, and then I was like, fuck it. I mean, there I could make a hunt for Red Octopus.
You loved Spirits Within, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I went and saw it in the theater. I missed the first 30 seconds, and I was so pissed, and I wasn't going to pay another $8 to go see 30 seconds.
I
also saw it in theaters.
I did, too.
I was very disappointed.
So I waited till DVD, and I really enjoyed it, though, because...
Okay. Yeah, okay, fair.
It followed along Seven a little bit.
Nah, I don't know about all that. How did it follow along Seven?
Because the planet and Gaia and... Yeah. Some of them don't pertain enough to the Earth spirit, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's like overarching Square. Like, I feel like Square's agenda for a long time was like Mother Earth planet gives energy kind
of thing. Stop being a douche.
Yeah.
Recycle.
I also saw that movie in the theaters, and I was disappointed that it had nothing to do with Final Fantasy, but I also actually, I kind of like the movie, so.
And I can't even think of the actor's name right now that played Gray in the movie.
No, dude.
Hunt for Red October, he played...
That's a movie, not a...
Yes. Oh, okay. I'm telling actor. You the actor, actor in an overarching okay. story. Uh-huh. Hunt for Red October, mm-hmm. he played Jack Ryan.
I don't know, dude.
It's one of the Baldwins.
I haven't seen it. I've never seen Hunt for Red October.
It's one of the Baldwins.
Alec.
There you go. Alec Baldwin.
Great. Nailed it. Why didn't you say 30 Rock?
I was thinking Stephen Baldwin. Like, I've never watched 30 Rock.
Phew.
So I guess take a moment. What's Paul been playing today?
Yes.
He'll have Star Fox up there for everybody to check out. He breaks my heart that he doesn't have Earthbound, but whatever, Paul. And then also I think it'll be a long-running series. I believe Ramon on Countdown's Corner is doing a lot with Smash Brothers. So anything to do with the 3DS release and the upcoming, I think this Friday, it comes out for Wii U.
And also, Paul, I want to say to you that when I mentioned earlier that the girl that Tyler went to the party with was named Paul, it was no way a reference to you.
No, I'd kiss Paul. It's fine.
Paul over the girl that you...
I would kiss Paul over that girl. I would make out with Paul for 20 minutes over that girl.
Wow.
Would you kiss three of your fingers and touch it to Paul's three fingers?
We're not there yet.
Okay, all right, okay. That's a pretty big move.
It's pretty big, like... That's how Kenna was born, so I don't
know. Not the pee on the bed?
You went the alternative method.
I went the method that God intended. Yeah, so.
You're right. You didn't have a heathen birth.
Oh, thanks for coming on, Zach.
Yeah,
dude.
Appreciate it.
I'm
that was a well
back.
Thought out quiz.
It was.
Thank you.
If we knew
Thank
anything
you.
About movies, then it would have been smoother.
Yeah, I just hoped, like, based on who I said and maybe giving you a little bump on the who or what corporation produced the video game, you'd be able to work it out in your head, mm-hmm. but apparently not.
Yeah, we did on a couple.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you 75%. That way you don't fail.
All right. I mean, I don't think we really care, but that's
cool.
I'll
take it. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes or Stitcher. So don't miss the next episode. I believe we'll be talking about Super Mario Kart? Or
something.
Is it just Mario Kart?
Something.
For next Original Flavor Wednesday?
Yeah.
For next Monday, it might be Ready Player One. It might be a crossover with another podcast, but another media platform.
Might be an interview.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Who knows?
There'll be a show.
Yeah,
I can't
We haven't missed yet, so there'll be a show.
Yeah.
And well, I got to tell you guys, this makes my week.
Yeah.
Every Monday, I wake up and I listen to Tadpog. Every Wednesday, I wake up, I listen to Tadpog. And the people at work hate me for it.
Well, we're glad that we can provide your coworkers
that,
with
that
hate
That part
fuel.
Doesn't make us feel very
Are
good.
Are you listening to that fucking the podcast? Are you listening to that shit again? Yes, I am. These are my best friends from college.
How many people would you say you work around on a day-to-day basis? Who give you the shit about it?
15.
So like 1 in 16. I feel like that's our audience.
That's,
1 in 16 is probably
solid.
Gonna like
that's
our show.
Solid.
Well, I mean, one of the other 15 people like it.
Okay, so 2 out of 16. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take it.
That's fracture reduces something pretty
that's
nice.
That's 1 in 8.
That's a 1/8. Yeah.
All right. You know what we really like here at the show? 5-star iTunes reviews. Helps us out.
I was going to say rock hard breasts.
Rock hard breasts, so you know that girl's into
it.
Oh,
she's into it.
So you know, like, she's ready for it.
Every one of our female listeners right now, rock hard breasts.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. They're really into the show.
Thank you, Chandra. 5-star review gives you a little control over the show, because go there, it gives a 5-star review, write a review to go with it. And in that review, if you include a game you want us to play, a guest host that you want to come on one of the shows, those are good things. If you want to be riskier with it, with an alibi or mercy contact, you can do that. Not advisable. But if it's a game and a guest host, we promise we will get to that
eventually. Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We're going to be talking about a game, maybe. Who knows? We'll probably even, I don't know. We'll figure something out. In the meantime, you can always find us on tadpog.com. It's where the show notes live. Who knows what's going to be up there this time? Check it out. Probably have all kinds of, all the embarrassing stuff we can find on Zach. We can dig it up and throw it there. Mm-hmm.
It's on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. You can also find
us. You have to be friends with me.
Well, what's your... Zach English. Everyone look him up right now and add him as a friend. Everyone.
Yeah, you can't miss it. I'm wearing a beanie.
There you go. Dude in a beanie.
Smiling really, really big.
Just type in, go to Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, type in dude in beanie, and just befriend everyone that pops up.
Every search result.
And you'll probably get Zach. While you're there on Facebook, why not go to Facebook.com/tadpog? Mm-hmm. Man, segues up the ass. Woo! Usually Tyler will post the episode there because I haven't been on Facebook in a long time and I hear that people talk about the episode there. So that's cool. Be one of those people. You can also find us on Twitter. We are at @tadpog_podcast. It's cumbersome, I realize. Thank you for everybody who is retweeting and tweeting at us. Actually spend more time on Twitter now, which is bizarre because it's a platform I never really liked. Mm-hmm. Call us if you want. 270-883-2555. Keep it under 3 minutes if you can, and ask us some questions. We like questions about video games, clearly not movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Golden Girls, you name it.
Naruto,
why not?
It's over now. Manga's over.
Ask the questions, make me cry.
What are you going
to
do, Tyler?
I'm waiting for the last movie to come out.
Yeah?
Then I don't know. I don't know.
What are you going to fill the Naruto-shaped hole in your life with?
I don't know, man.
Naruto-shaped penis?
I don't know. Thanks for being on the show, Zach.
Thanks for having me, guys. Mm-hmm. Like, I've had a really fun time.
Good.
I mean, you heard my laughter on a couple episodes ago, but yeah, I just being around you guys again, like, it's been far too long.
I agree.
So until next time?
Our intro,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Zach. Because, yeah. It's Rush by Sycamore Drive.
Well...
I mean, Moves, fucking Sycamore Drive.
You're so close. Oh, man. Right.
Please tell me.
No, you don't listen as much as you say you do. It's fine.
No, don't just bullshit like you're making something up.
No, it's the first.
It's okay.
Fine. I'm just here.
A link to that track can be found
in the show notes at tadpog.com.
That's right. Now, how are we going to do this outro? I want to hear Zach's best Josh voice.
Okay.
So until next time, Tropical Capricorn.
Pretty good.
It's like Josh is here.
I tried. I'm pretty sure if I was passed out with no shirt on and a cat started licking my nipples, I would be indifferent.